Hello, hello, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore that transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life that you love. As you become the writer of your own destiny, you're going to find in this podcast inspiration, practical tips, and obviously that sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You are in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Hello, everybody. So I know you're like, what the heck? We didn't get a podcast yesterday. I got my hands in a few things right now. So this is your warning for the Listen Bitch podcast. We are scaling back from 4 days to 2 days. Okay. So Monday, Wednesdays is when we're going to be doing the Listen Bitch podcast. And I'm very excited because you don't even have to just listen to me today. Okay. I brought someone on here that I'm very excited to introduce you to. I talked a little bit about one of the projects I have going on with this super patch company. You guys heard a podcast where I introduced you to a couple of people that are my upline, and I believe I'm introducing you today to their upline, which in turn is just a big family. Okay, that's kind of how it goes. So we're going to talk about all that stuff, and this is actually my first time. I'm introducing you guys to Ricky James, and I thought I was the person with 5'11 kids. She has me beat by two, a mom of eight. So I think that's a great foundation premise for the conversation because if you have kids, you know anyone that does anything outside of parenting after probably two kids is just a miracle worker. So, Ricky, thank you so much for your time today for being on the podcast.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. And I love that whole intro. This is really fun to come on and know nothing about you because I'm like, what? I
All
feel like
right.
I'm on Step Brothers where they're like, did we just become best friends? Because your
Right.
intro, that's what it makes me think. I'm really excited to be here.
That is fun. Yeah, we didn't stalk each other before this. I literally just found out like 5 minutes ago she has kids. I've seen Ricky on some of the Zooms, and I know a lot of my audience, I'm just going to be honest, Ricky, a lot of my audience has network marketing PTSD. In fact, network marketing is a trigger word for them, and they're like, eek. But I think we've all, like, there's just been a movement of people just tired of so much of this stuff. And I honestly was done with this. And so I'm sitting on these Zooms and I'll be honest, I haven't put my heart fully to commit. It's not on my schedule. If I see the email and I have a minute, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to jump on. And I've watched you and you're amazing. I'm like, okay. Every single time I'm hearing you and I'm meeting everybody, I'm like, just pulled in a little more, right? There was this incredible, I believe it's the founder, did a great Zoom the other day talking about what makes us different. So I really, not only want to talk about patches today, but like your origin story, like how you got into network marketing and how you found this company.
Yeah, no, it's so. Yeah, I do have eight kids. My youngest is three and my oldest is
Oh.
22. So I have like the range, and they're all ages in between. Like my husband and I have been married for it'll be 24 years in May. We got married really young. So we're a fun story. I mean, I was 19, and then I had Calandra, my oldest, a year and a half later. And I loved being a parent, loved being a mom. We were entrepreneurs really young, opened our own business for many years. And then we have an oil field company separate from this. And so when I started network marketing, actually, it was right at 10 years ago. I did it more for loneliness and for well, I've been in holistic health and wellness for 20 years. Okay. So that's when my holistic side started. And I fell in love with that. I was super passionate about that. I've done a lot of, different credentials and trainings and things like that. But so network marketing was way more for the community. We had just moved to a new town. I didn't have, like friends in that town. And I saw that some of my other friends had joined a network marketing company before me, like a year and a half before me. And then when I was not on social media, I got on social media and I saw all of my friends had gone to the top of this company. And I knew all these people before. So I was like, well, I've got at least that amount of skill in my life. So I jumped kind of all in. Well, I did. I jumped all in right away. And because I'd already been using the product supplements at the time, loved them. And I just wanted to two things. I wanted to help people and have fun. The money part of it, I didn't care about at first because we were set, we were making money. It was way more of I had five kids at the time, super lonely. This is a really great place to, right, meet people, have fun. And I already loved a lot of these people. So when I jumped in, I was already going off of, I had 10 years at that point of helping people experience, meaning people called me if they had cancer or if they had, whatever health issue or their kids were sick, like they would call me and I would just help them. And so to me, that was a lot of what network marketing was. Like I just used those same skills and I just help people. So, I ranked really quickly in that company and have nothing but great memories, of my time there. I was there for 6 years, I guess, and then moved to another company where the movement's always hard because you lose all those friends. So that was soul crushing, something none of us are prepared for, right? That's that MLM PTSD part. So devastating right there. And then, second company, I was there for 2 years. Really tough growth story there. Definitely thought I was going to be done with this side of MLM after that one. One of my girlfriends started a company and I got onto the formulation side. And so I formulated actually a product, and that's what I did the year before I started Super Patch. And that part also horrified me. I was like, what are we allowed to put in products? How cheap they're actually made. Like all of this was like the what is happening. And so I during that little time period, like anybody who's been high up in companies, because I was very high in that second company too. I had CEOs calling me from all over, all these meetings, and grossed out by all of them. I wouldn't even take calls anymore after that, right? You're like, I'm so done. I can't stand any of you. I don't do well in the entitlement, like all the weird. I always thought that was weird too, right? Like we're just gonna talk about all the bad at first. We might as well.
That I love that. Get it out because everybody's been through it and nobody talks about it.
And like going to convention and like these people being treated as celebrities, and I was one of the celebrities, quote unquote, right? But I mean, I hated it. I never, it was weird to me. Like it was weird. And maybe it's because I'm continually so humbled at home with so many kids and in my daily life, like all the stuff I'm doing all the time. I'm like, this is weird. I don't get it. But so that was weird. I had tried out, I still love trying supplements and products. I still do all the time. Like I love trying stuff, but the patches fell in my lap. And so I told you that I had, I've 19 and a half years of holistic health and wellness. And I was a health practitioner or holistic practitioner for several years, helping people. I do love that, but that was always very hard because people don't always do what you ask. People don't want to change their lifestyle, and that's a really hard thing too. So, but I love all of that. So for the first 10 years of my holistic health side, I focused a lot on herbs, nutrition, I mean, suggest homeopathy, always suggesting chiropractor or acupuncture, those kind of things. And then I stumbled upon, right about the same time I got into network marketing, I stumbled onto the entire, healing your body with your mind alone and the neuroplasticity, shaping your mindset, overcoming things. And that was like, I mean, I actually still get chills even talking about it. That was what changed my life. Like, that
See,
is what set me on fire.
this is my best friend moment. I'm like, we're definitely best friends. Your
Okay,
origin story, our oldest kids are the same age, the holistic thing, but the neuroplasticity, I am just like, our brains, like people just have no clue. It's not talked
No
about
clue.
enough. They have no clue. It is
Absolutely.
incredible.
It is. And so along with that, because I became, and the more kids I had, the more passionate I became about this, right? Of realizing that like you don't have any say really in what your personality is as an adult, right? Like you 90% of your subconscious is set before the age of 7. You don't have any control over that, right? And so because that's what I started wondering when I got in and I made it to the top of that first company so quickly, I was like, "Oh, well, I got this down. I'm going to help everyone else." And then other people weren't coming with me, and I started to wonder, like, "What is it? Why are people able to make it with me?" And that's when I fell into Caroline Leaf, Joe Dispenza,
I
Greg
love
Braden,
him.
like love all these guys. And so as I started digging and I'm realizing, oh, whoa, it's how we were programmed. So then I did a lot of those intense trainings, and that's what I became really passionate about, and is training that with, helping people overcome how they're raised. And it's very freeing when you realize I only have issues with money because of the stuff that was programmed in me when I was little, right? Like it's
Exactly.
actually nothing to do with me now, and realizing your conscious beliefs are so different from your subconscious, right? So anyways, that was what had me, that's what I really dug into after. So when the patches came along, back up. So one of the main reasons I left the second company was just alignment. I just was no longer aligned. I knew I've been in supplements long enough that I'm seeing people are really tired of supplements, and I know they're on their way out
Oh,
as
yeah.
all of these other healing modalities come in, whether it be energy work or frequency or whatever, like the supplements. And I don't necessarily think right now, but I mean they're on their way out. And not only that, but I mean, I'm not a fan of Big Pharma. I haven't been a fan of Big
No.
Pharma for 19 years as well. My story there is that my oldest almost died from his first set of vaccinations.
Oh
So I
my, we are
completely
the
changed my
same
life.
person.
There you
Oh my
go.
God.
And we're finding out about it all right now, which is
This is
awesome.
so cool.
Yeah, so that was it for like that changed my life overnight. It's still one of the most powerful things that's ever happened to me. And so I mean, my kids now have not had a Tylenol in their bodies in 19 years, right? It was everything changed, and still has changed. So I've started to see that the supplement industry, especially after the year of formulating, it's not that different from Big Pharma. They're
No, not at
right
all.
along with their, and so it's a real, anyway, so the patches fell in my lap, and as I'm reading them and understanding how they work, like I knew instantly how they could work. And I thought, if this works, this is exactly what I've been looking for. This is next level. Still, though, I did not meet the owner. Like I did not want to meet him. I was, because I was like, there's no way I'm gonna like this guy. I totally prejudged him, but that was just the reality of it. So I came in, and not only that, I didn't think people were ready for it, right? Like, I've been trying to help people reset their subconscious for years, and not everyone's ready for it. People are weird. They think it's hokey. They think it's witchcraft or all these crazy nonsensical things where you're like, it's just the way your body's created. That's all this is. So, anyway, I am using the patches. We're blown away as a family. And so I'm like, you know what? I had also taken a full 6 month social media break. I just got back onto social media, and I did build a lot of my business on social media. So I did one little teaser post of like, these are like changing my life. And that's 1 year ago today, pretty much. Like it's a year and a couple of weeks, beginning of April. It blew up like overnight. It blew up. Like people were, I was so wrong. People are absolutely ready for this. Like they're more than ready for it. And that, yeah, that's what happened. I still am almost in shock today that it is. I mean, yes and no. No, because we understand, just like you said earlier, how powerful the brain is. Everything begins there, right? So if that's what we're addressing, everyone sees results. So yeah, that's been a
And
huge.
it's still shocking. Like, I've studied the brain for a long time now, and I'm just like, still, it all makes sense. I know how it works, but I'm like, wow, it's really that simple. Like, we could put on a sticker and everything changes. Like,
Right.
I'm
It absolutely.
30,
No.
45, 2 months in, and I'm still like, this is just crazy.
It is I still think that. I mean, daily I get stories that bring me to tears
Oh, yeah.
multiple times a week, all the time, because when you're, giving someone a life free of pain or reducing people's stress, helping people sleep, right? Like if you can't sleep, you're crazy. You're going crazy. So like so many things that we that are just so simple but so life-changing. The children's stories we have. So because I've been in that side of things for so long, I mean, I was a part of, the vaccine injured groups. I have been for 19 years, like from the very beginning, right? So we've to have anything that supports the neurodivergent community, I've never had anything because it's such a delicate situation, right? There's so many supplements they can't take. There's so many things they're allergic to or sensory or whatever. And so to have something that we say is, I mean, they're safe for everyone,
Everyone.
everyone. And so we're seeing these mind-blowing results that I've never been able to bring to this community and always wanted to, right? Has been amazing. I mean, it's amazing, and I'm super like humble continuously. Like I can't even believe that I'm here in this position and have something that's so okay. So back to that. Hang on.
Yeah.
So then I meet Jay. I don't meet Jay first. I actually meet Lori, who is like above me in the company. I'd never met her, and she's direct to corporate. She'd only been there maybe 5 months before me, but I meet her. She flies in to meet me at the airport, and I went up there and we sat. And it was one of those soul sister moments again. She'd been in network marketing 30 years, and she's like, "Oh man, Ricky, the minute I left met Jay, like I loved him. I loved this man." So she starts telling me all about him. They were big like freedom fighters in Canada, so they're both Canadian,
Oh,
going
wow.
through all this in Canada, totally unjabbed, if you will. Not sure what I should say on here. Not
Oh,
immune to.
we say it all. It's yeah.
Good. So that was a very big moment for me. So I left that meeting being like, "Are you kidding me?" Like, I was shocked. And so that was only, 35 days in. And then when I meet Jay and everything I've met since, I'm like, this guy is incredible. And he's not MLM background. He's a traditional business background. So here's another fun story. Now that I know we're so aligned, he wasn't going to bring this originally to the MLM space. I mean, he was, so he grew up super, I mean, broke, obviously. And then he became a millionaire, I think, at 29. He's a very successful software engineer in coding. So his mom has MS, and that's what started him on this journey, right? He wanted to find some solution for his mom. And so that he started researching. So now we're 15 years in, 22 million of his dollars have been spent on this. But initially, when he was bringing the patches out, he was going with like a medical, it was almost like a, I can't remember exactly what, I don't want to butcher this, but he was basically bringing it in so that they could be put in all health facilities, around the states, health doctors, health practitioner, whoever could have access to them in that way. Well, as he gets there, they love the patches. They're like, "This is freaking incredible. Are you kidding me?" Everything is set and in place, and it gets down to the price. And they said, "Yeah, this is all great, but your price is way off. We're gonna have to charge at least $150 for these." He's like, "Absolutely not. Like, that goes against the whole point of this is that he wants them in the hands of everyone, right? Like, his whole thing is
Yeah.
humanity deserves this. Like, we're at a
Right.
point where humanity deserves what we have." And so, anyway, he ended up getting up and walking out of that so that he's kind of back to square one. But you can't, these aren't something you can just put in a normal store because people don't understand them. There has to
No.
be that
Connection.
connection behind them and where you're explaining it. And so, if practitioners aren't going to do that, it's the people can do that, which is what we've done. So, as a company, in just the second year, we did over 100 million in sales, and that's quite unheard of in the MLM space. And we
Yeah.
continue to grow. I mean, I still think we're like a, I feel like MLM is full of a lot of almost the sheep mentality still. People do not know we're even over here, and they think it's so weird they're not even looking. And they think that this is where it is, but that's all crumbling. This over here is all crumbling faster than anybody realizes.
Oh, yeah.
And this is over here, this little secret that people really don't know about yet. And so I absolutely believe more and more people will be here in the next year, 2 years, 3 years, but they just don't know about us yet.
I honestly, in my last company, I just got to the point where I wasn't even inviting people on the business because I was
Oh,
so
yeah.
icked out and I was just like, don't build a business here. And that, I mean, obviously, if you're an MLM, you know that I shot myself in the foot, but this is something where I would invite people all day long.
Oh,
Like,
me
do
too.
business here. You don't have to worry about the product changes, the formula changes, the
Right.
shady business. Like, it is,
No, and
there,
it's not.
nothing
So let me
answers.
tell you, the people that I've brought on here, it's not, I would have never offered anything else to some of the people that I have that have come on here.
Right.
And I'm not like gonna necessarily name drop, but I'll give you some of the like professions and professional sports. Oh my gosh, what is his thing? He get a scout. There you go. He's a
Okay.
scout for a professional agency, and I happen to be sitting by him on the plane. We get to talking, and he's like, "What? What is that?" He's all in because you guys, we have so currently 9 clinical studies, 6 more in the works. The one that's
Wow.
about to come out from the University of Arizona, their athletic department was doing it. This shows our athletic patch increases performance, stamina, energy by 30%. Like, that's mind-blowing. They're
Yeah.
the performance-enhancing drugs don't even come close to that. And we have a drug-free supplement patch that's doing that. Even the way Jay does the study. So, of course, he has to pay for them to be done, but
Of
they're done
course.
at a third-party facility. This facility makes him sign that whatever the results are, we're releasing them. Do you know that is, people don't do that. Big
People
Pharma
don't do
does
that.
not do that. They don't do that. If they're doing a study, they're saying, well, we're going to get the results and then maybe we'll release it. No, Jay has to release them no matter what. Every study that's been released has been, I mean, crazy. Our pain patch, right? 82% of people, these are people that had level 9 and 10 pain. 82% of them, by using this one patch every day in 30 days, 82% their pain was down to 1 or 2. I mean, we had some of these people were on opioids, and like, that is crazy,
I
crazy.
know.
Same. Are we have a crazy peace study for our peace patch of reducing cortisol 30%. Our sleep patch, the same. We've been featured in many different medical journals. And so it's not, this is not your normal MLM. This is something I'm
No.
not even remotely embarrassed to be a part of,
No,
right?
not at
Like,
all. Yeah.
it's totally different.
Yeah. I'll definitely be telling people about this. Talking about the sleep patch, though, and I wanted to say this earlier. I think, like, so many problems that people have, they're not realizing that it correlates to sleep as well. Like,
Oh,
they're
for
not
sure.
realizing that their fight or flight, like, the symptoms they have, whether it's being stressed out, being
Yes.
overweight, being all of these things. And so
Absolutely.
they're looking for everything but sleep. I slept on the sleeping patch and I just tried it last week and I was like, okay, whoa,
Right.
whoa. Not only did I
Yes.
sleep the best, did not wake up one time. When I woke up, I was ready to go. I wasn't like,
Yeah.
oh, I'm going to sleep and lay here. I'm going to ignore my alarm. I was like, no, get up. It was
I'm awake.
wild.
I'm ready. It is. So I have so many fun little stories here. So one, like a few that just stick out. And one of these ladies, she had lost 40 something pounds after getting all the patches. But this is the thing, all she were you was using was Liberty, which is like our foundational patch, the one that that Jay created for his, initially, like, his inspiration was his mom who had MS. This one brings instant balance, stability, strength, and brings that homeostasis piece. This is also the one that world-renowned colorectal surgeon here in Texas uses post-surgically on all of her patients. She uses the Liberty because of this homeostasis piece. She also has studies showing the connection to the vagus nerve. Like, this woman's incredible. She's brilliant.
Wow.
And then she also puts on these other two that I'm going to share: Freedom, which is the one for pain, and then Peace, which is the one for the lowering cortisol. So, but this one woman, so she's using these two, Freedom and Liberty. All she did, but then here's the thing, she was majorly inflamed, in pain all the time, and absolutely not sleeping. So those two patches, that's what they helped with, right? Reducing that overall inflammation. Her pain was under control, non-existent. So then she started sleeping. So naturally, she was able to lose. She had lost 40 pounds by the time I saw her. And that was, I think she was 4 or 5 months in. But there was no trying on her part. It was just, like, that's amazing. But again, just like what you were saying, she wasn't even using the sleep patch. She was
Yeah.
just using those two because her sleep was off because she was in so much pain, right? Like,
Yeah.
it's a domino effect. And then we have so many stories of people, they're not even using the sleep patch. All they're using is either that Liberty, again, helping bring that homeostasis and balance, strength, stability, flexibility. And the peace, because so often it's not that we can't sleep, it's that we're stressed, our minds
Yeah.
are going and we're stressed, and our stress levels are so high and our hormones are all off. And so then, right, that alone chills people out. So then when Dr. Anna Toker is her name, and she talks about one of the reasons she uses the peace patch post-surgically is because, again, you're getting people out of that fight or flight. You know how when you're in fight or flight and your senses are heightened? I mean,
Yes.
pain hurts more, right? Like,
Yes.
everything hurts more. It's louder, that's brighter, like all of those things. So the peace patch gets you to chill and then you can address the pain.
Right.
I see that with my kids. As soon as someone gets hurt, I'm like, bring me, they'll bring me peace and freedom. But the peace I put on first, because as a little kid, you know how they
Yes.
see blood and they're screaming, or they see
Yes.
a cut and they're screaming. So we put peace on, and within a couple of minutes, they're chill. And then we can address, are you really in that much pain, or were you just freaked out, you know? And it's amazing to see that. So, yeah, it's wild, but you're dead on the sleep correlation
Yeah.
and stress correlation causing everything else in our lives right now.
Right.
Like all of these other symptoms and
What has been probably like the most touching testimony that you have heard? Like the one that really shook you to your core, and you're just like, I mean, they're all amazing. I go through the book, I've read them on the podcast. I'm like, you guys, listen to these. I've
Right.
done that. What is like the most monumental one that you?
So, I mean, it's new all the time, but I'll give you a couple because different age groups touch me differently. Some of the neurodivergent ones are really tough for me. So, although my son was like, his was a miraculous story. He was basically healed in my arms the day that this happened. And then it was like a, because I know it was meant to put me on this path I'm on now, right? Like the amount of lives that we have saved and helped since then. But I've always been a part of it, and I've always felt, because he had major brain swelling as a baby. Like he absolutely is one of those stories that I could have gone a different way, right?
Yeah.
So much so. So I'm very in these communities. And so one of these kiddos has a lot going on and very overstimulated and super, super stressed, lots of stimming, lots of tics all the time. And so I actually have a video of him. I'll send it to you and you can show it on your
Oh,
next
I
one.
love that.
And yeah, within minutes of using a couple of the patches, he's calm and he can communicate. So he's actually been on a couple of our we'll do kid events sometimes that are so
Okay.
cool. And he shares, because he hated the meds he was on. He hated them. And he loves being able to share that he can be calm and collected, and it chills out all of those tics, and he just is like almost a normal kid. So that is, it was life changing, both listening to him and his parents, right?
Yeah.
Both are so, it's so amazing. And then another one, an older gentleman, this one got me when he's my friend. So I want to be in every nursing home. That's also a big part of this, like, right? Because the statistics on falls, once someone falls, right? Usually
They go
within
downhill 5 years.
5 years, they pass away. Yeah, exactly. So if you can get these, not just that liberty one, but also peace and joy, because so many of them haven't even felt peace or joy. They're stuck in these homes, you know?
There's, yeah.
It's horrible. So she goes to different nursing homes. She also goes to, uh-oh, I'm going slow. I feel like something's happening here. Can you hear me still?
I can hear you, yeah.
Okay. My low battery thing actually just came up. Okay. Maybe that's why. Sorry, I'm going to text my
That's
daughter and tell
okay.
her to bring my charger to me.
That's so
Okay,
funny.
so this older man, he's in the retirement center, and she's doing these balance tests on people. And so he's like, "Oh, I can't stay today. I'm headed out. I'm going to a movie." And she said, no, just wait. Why don't you just let me do this really quick on you?" And he's talking to her. He's using a cane. He used to be a professional black belt in all of this, and so he hasn't been in a long time. And so anyway, she does a balance test on him, and he instantly feels his muscles. So he is so touched. He sits down, you know, he's in his 80s. He starts weeping,
Oh.
and she's like, "Oh my gosh," he said, "I have not like felt this. I haven't felt my muscles like this. I haven't felt this strength in so many years." Like the possibilities that reopened for him in that moment, like he couldn't even bear it. He had to sit and weep, right? Like,
Wow.
what? Like with one patch in just a minute. But I'm freezing, so I'm gonna let you talk. I'll be right back
Okay, no, that's
while I get my
fabulous.
charger.
That is fabulous.
Okay. Okay.
I'm gonna go on to that Facebook page, you guys, that I went on the other day while Ricky's figuring stuff out, and I'll just give you guys some more of these testimonies because why is my phone frozen? Actually, that's weird. These testimonies are crazy, and they are constantly, every single day, new testimonies are coming in. New stuff always coming. Thanks you guys so much for your patience. Now I just need to find this page really, really fast. Here we go. And you guys know, if you haven't listened to a podcast about these patches before, I'll just give you a rundown on kind of what they are. So, they come in a little package like this, and I think you guys can see on here. I do this on my lives. I'm not sure if you could see that. You can follow me on Facebook because I do go live quite a bit when I share these. But I think you can see in the camera there, they have like a little pattern on them. And I'm already wearing all my patches, so I'm not going to peel this off and waste it here. But like these little grooves, it's like Braille for your body, right? Like it's communication straight to your brain. So you just stick these on, and it is immediate. Like my husband felt the pain patch immediately. His friend at work is still, he was, he's one of the ones, the testimony for him is that he was on tons of, pain medications. He takes one pain med in the morning. He was taking them all day long, popping them like candy, obtuse amounts. Like I don't even know how a human body can live through that process. But he takes the pain patch now and does one pain pill in the morning, and just it's the quality of life, even just for my husband, is huge. And I really can't find this testimony group, so I'm glad that Ricky's back. I think, are you still
That I'm
frozen? Are
back.
you good?
I don't know. Do I look frozen to you?
No,
Or can you
it's a
hear me
little.
fine?
I hear you fine. Your video's a little laggy, but I can hear you fine.
Yeah. I thought maybe it's because my little low battery went up, but I don't know if that's what it is or not. So bummer. I'm sorry. I don't know what the deal
No,
is, but
it's totally fine. It's totally fine. Well, I feel like we should schedule anyway another conversation down the road. Just I know your battery was dying anyway, so I think
yeah,
that
I am plugged up, but for sure I can come
yeah.
back anytime. I'm so happy to have met so happy to have met you. This is a really good connection.
Yeah, me too. And I'm excited. I feel like my audience is going to be happy to not have to listen to just me today. So yay, congratulations. You're welcome, you guys. But I appreciate your time, Ricky. Let's schedule another day where we could talk, because I'm sure we could have a million conversations about all the things. But definitely you guys check my show notes, because there is a link for the super patch, and I actually have an opportunity for you to get to try a few of these, kind of like a sample program, you could say. So you guys can message me. I've been sending them out every single day. A lot of people are loving it, and it's funny because I had my first order going out. All of them have already placed an order. My very first day of shipping out, they've all ordered. So that's a big deal.
Isn't that crazy? That's what I was saying happened with the business even. I thought like people aren't ready for this. They get them. They're not just ready. They're like next level obsessed because it's just too good. Like it's like it feels too good to be true. And also, I mean, my family's stories are wild. My oldest daughter was really I mean had from black mold and heavy metal. That she had issues with that in the last 5 years. And although we had detoxed her, so that's the way the patches work, right? Is that your neural pathways become damaged over time for whatever reasons. And so hers, even though we've detoxed it, those pathways were damaged from the mold and the heavy metals. So she was really struggling. And I don't think she realized even how much she was struggling with depression and anxiety. And oh my gosh, a week with peace and joy. I mean, it's a year later, right? And that's another wild thing. The patches like work themselves out of a job. So the longer you're on them, right? And that's what they're working to help reconnect those pathways so that you're not always necessarily going to have to always use them, which is amazing. And so I mean, that was it completely 1 week in, and her life was totally different.
And the fact that they work themselves out of a job, because most people, if you look at big pharma, I mean, they're stuck on like keeping you sick. So let's give you a pill for this, and then there's side effects. So take a pill for this, and then we just continuously feed that. And it's part of like the food industry. I feel like there's a whole collaboration of like, how can we all work together to make sure? I mean, there's no money in healing. Cancer is a huge industry.
Oh, yeah.
This is crazy to me. Like, there's no money in healing. So I think it's a big deal for, and I heard the owner say this himself about how they work themselves out of a job. So for someone that owns a company that knows he
Right.
makes money on selling a product to say you eventually won't be having to spend money on the product. I mean, that's huge, you know?
Yeah, it is. Well, the thing is, there's 13 different patches for all these different symptoms. You're always going to have one of those symptoms at some point in your life. So, and once you bring that pathway in balance until it becomes imbalanced again, whether that's through trauma or injury or in, chemicals, heavy metals, whatever it is, poor habits, whatever. So they can become imbalanced again because of our lifestyles later. I mean, our bodies are always working to find
Always,
homeostasis all the time. But, I think the wildest thing for me on the business side too is the whole that you have everybody's your prospect. That's a wild thing. Whereas with supplements, it was always, whether they're old or they're on meds or they're on supplements. Do they like the taste? It's too hard. You should change your lifestyle. Like this is like, no, if I walk in a room and there's 100 people, every
Every
single
single
person in there
person,
can use one of these patches and not just use them, but they greatly impact their life. Like greatly impact their life. I mean, I have dozens of pain stories. Obviously, those are the big ones too that get you teary. Someone's been in pain for 20 years, right? And all of a sudden it's just gone because it wasn't even real pain. It was just a miscommunication between their brain and their nervous system, sending the pain signal for all these years. And all of a sudden, right? It's just amazing. So, I look like I've cleared up a little. So I'm going to tell you one more story. This was one of the
Perfect.
really tough ones, and it's a tough one, but one of my incredible friend, she's a natural doctor in Canada, actually, and one of her good friends from high school, he took his own life in I think 2021, and she was good friends with him and his family, and so his mom had really suffered from this. She is who found him, and it was in their shed in their backyard. Like there's so much trauma associated with that, right? So everything from the location to the smells and the sight and the feelings, everything. And so for 4 years, pretty much, she'd been trapped in this cycle
Just
of grief and trauma.
ruminating all of it.
Absolutely, all the time. Yeah. And our body becomes, addicted to those chemicals that are produced during grief and during, that's why we keep revisiting that cycle. We don't want to, nobody wants to. And so interestingly, so it was the peace, the joy, and then kick it. So kick it is the one we've been using a lot with grief cycles like that. And then again, some of the neurodivergent when they're, doing stemming things or things that are, hi, someone made their way in, even though that's locked in there. So within just a week on those three, that was like that cycle was broken and she was able to go about life again, leave her home, go to certain places. Before he passed, he built this amazing shower for her in the basement. She couldn't even use that shower. It was just so triggering for her. And now she's able to enjoy it. Like I just feel like that is, I mean, that's so you can never replace someone's child, right? But to give her a life at least. And then this gave her a purpose because she now speaks out about it and shares her story and shares them with other grieving parents and people who are stuck in that. And that's so anyways, that's another one of mine that was like, oh, it just wrecked me, but in all the right ways,
All the right ways.
To give someone their life back after that.
I definitely look forward to all the stories because I can't imagine just like for myself, huge life changing. And, my audience kind of knows about that, but like, my husband's had chronic pain forever. He has AS, and that has defined him. That's been everything. Everything works around his pain. And so he's never really available to be in a co-relationship with me, right? Like everything went around his pain. His pain dictated our life, really. Like it
Yeah,
was
for
just
sure.
so we've done a lot of things over the years. We did different things, and none of it really touched it. ever. And
Right.
so he's defeated. He's like, man, I've changed my diet. I've changed my lifestyle. I quit heavy drinking. I quit all these things. And I still am in pain. Like he's,
Right.
there are so many days where, I've told everybody, like, I would not be shocked if I woke up and he was gone. Like,
Oh,
gone.
yeah,
I
because
would not be like, oh my God, he killed himself. I would be like, I don't, could I blame him? No. He didn't
yeah.
ask for this. He just wasn't self-inflicted. I've watched him work his ass off really to
Yeah.
get to this point of
Get on
being
the other
okay.
side.
And these patches, like since he's been taking them every single day, like we started like a class together every day. That was
Wow.
never available because he's in pain. So he's just moving from one moment to another. We could never do anything. And like we are doing so many incredible things in the past like month. I'm just like, wow, I've waited our whole life for this. Like
Yeah,
the quality of life
absolutely.
is back,
That is
And
amazing.
so I feel
That's
I know that so many people are, in a marriage where, that chronic pain is huge. It's one in four people that are really suffering for chronic pain. So you think every other couple is like that dictates their entire marriage. And
it
I can't,
does.
I know what that feels like. I know what that feels like. The good days, I probably can count them, on one hand. And it's just, it is what it is. But we're here now. This is one thing where, I was like, we knew I was never going to do network marketing again. He took these patches and he was like, you're signing up, right? Like, go all in,
Go all
just do
in.
it. Everybody needs this.
And
So,
yes, no, and same. My husband, same. I mean, he loves them. They've made a difference for him in a million ways. But honestly, it's also the easiest thing I've ever done for my children. So we go back to the whole Jay's analogy is we're resetting the brain to factory settings. That's like
yes.
that's the best analogy. So with children, you have to think about how close their brain is to their factory settings. So they respond really quickly.
Faster.
Yeah. So, like with the little one who just was in here, like she will get a cough or a little snotty nose. And you know how usually that's like, you're at buckle up, you're in this shit for a week at least, right?
Well, what are you
No.
giving her? Because we're in the shit for like 3 days now with one of
Oh,
my littles. What? Defend.
defend.
Okay.
I see it behind on your
I
thing.
have it.
So
I do
that's
have
it.
it.
You slap a patch on, and with her, with the little, like truly within 15 minutes, the cough is gone and doesn't come back. Like it is next level.
Wow.
It's also the only defend and peace together are my favorite for tummy issues with little ones. I've never been able to stop a tummy bug from progressing,
Yeah.
and those two together stop a tummy bug. And then again, like, wasp stings, ant stings, a big gash on them. Like, it takes away pain. You immediately put it on. You chill them out with the piece, like I told you earlier.
Yeah.
They're all there. They're happy stickers. They know if they're in a bad mood, they can put one on. If they're not sleeping, they come get them. Like, they all know. Oh, that's gross. Go in there. Don't gross me out right now. That, I don't know where she found that. I don't want to know. Go on, man.
That's funny.
So, but that has been another, he like, my oldest kids are all always like, Mom, this is so not fair that when we were little, we were drinking like
The
herbal
nasty,
concoctions and
yeah.
green drinks and all this stuff. And they put patches on them, really? But
Right.
it's easy and it works.
Well, I'm gonna try that so you guys will know. I'll talk about it tomorrow, probably on my Facebook page. I'm gonna put the defend on her and see. I'm like, 'cause she doesn't really feel bad. None of us feel bad. We just have a weird little weird cough thing. I don't know, but we
Yeah,
all feel
no,
great.
for
So I was
sure.
like, oh, we're good, but we're
Yeah,
gonna try it.
absolutely. The Defend has also made a really big difference in like the seasonal allergies and stuff for two of the for my dog, my oldest daughter and my husband. Big difference for them. And also with cats, the way they respond to cat. We have five cats too, which is ridiculous, but eight kids, five cats, three dogs. So it's a wild, it's a party over here all the time. But for sure, the sniffle and like the when the weather changes, like Defend is, yeah,
The
again, like
go-to.
incredible for someone who struggles with that because nothing wears you out like that kind of reaction to, which
Yeah.
is the nose and the sniffly and the
Yeah.
tickle in your throat and all of that. Obviously, I'm working very hard to make sure I'm staying compliant on this, right? That's why.
Right.
My wording
Right.
sometimes is annoying. You gotta be careful
Still
on.
play by the rules of
I
the game. I
know.
know.
Exactly.
Always
But
rules. That's amazing. Well, Ricky, I really do appreciate, I'm so happy I met you because I do feel we have so much. So I am happy that I got to meet you, and I feel like we need to have
Same.
another conversation on
For
here.
sure. I'm excited about that. That'll be
Yeah.
great.
I'm
Thank
excited.
you
I'm
for
actually
having
excited
me.
for events. I want to go to a Super Patch event because, I've been so out of things. I'm like, no, I'm not falling for it. Not falling for it. I'm not going. But no, I definitely would. I feel like I found my people. So I've
Yeah.
never been able to say that. So I'm very
Yeah.
excited.
Okay. Last thing before I leave, especially in light of a lot of things that have happened in network marketing lately. So
Yes.
Jay has been offered, well, he's offered all the time people trying to buy him out, but Big Pharma has offered him multiple times. The latest offer was over $1 billion to purchase this tech from him. And he's like,
What?
absolutely not. Yeah, absolutely not. Like, he will not sell out. He's like, I was not given this. Like, this, you hear his story on how this tech was created, and it's really wild and it's very divine. He absolutely believes this was given to him by his divine creator, and now this is his mission. And he's not deviating from it, and he
Oh.
sure is not selling out, right? So to be linking arms with someone on that level, like, there's one owner, it's one guy, and this is his passion project. Like, he's told us, I will take care of five generations of your family if
Yeah.
you're in here with me, right? So in Florida this last week, we had a leadership meeting. There's only 12 leaders in the room. Okay, actually 10 were in the room. One from the States, me. Okay, six from Canada, three from Europe. And so
Wow.
super surreal for me. Like, I'm sitting around and I'm like, this is surreal because I know where we're going. He's a brilliant businessman, and I see all of these things we're doing over the next year, and it's a pinch me moment of realizing, like, we have something that's genuinely changing the lives of so many
Right.
people. And we're in this early, and he is a straight badass, right? Like, not afraid of Big Pharma. Like, he knows his mission. He's called here to do it. And so I love that we're linking arms with him. And
I've
yeah.
seen people sell out for so little. So if he can't be
Right.
bought for $1 billion, like we're safe. There is some
Exactly.
security to
Yeah.
that. Wow.
Exactly. He's like, I already made all the money I need. I am
Yeah.
not. He's like, we're trending to be a billion-dollar company anyway in the next couple of years. So
Yeah.
we don't need, we're not, he's
Yeah.
not. Yeah.
We're not handing this to the enemy. I love that.
No,
We're gonna have
exactly.
Jay on here. I'm gonna have to meet Jay and
Oh,
get him
yeah.
on the Listen Bitch podcast because I can't wait to hear his origin story. But to be able to,
Yeah.
that's the whole, I mean, all of those people thrive on being able to buy people out and to manipulate things and
Yeah.
to, I love that he is definitely a badass. Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we're in good company.
Good company. So there is a link in my show notes, you guys. You could check that out. There is a place on there that will question you if you want to become an associate. If you want to lock arms, this is something that you could be loud and proud about. You don't have to be quiet. You don't have to hide it. It doesn't interfere with anything you're doing or all the things. And I think you guys are pretty okay with people having freedom, right? Like you don't own our Facebook. I haven't gotten that far. I honestly haven't gotten that far. So maybe I should
Oh,
stop.
right. No. Yeah, no.
Okay.
For sure. I'm still very I mean, my brand is my brand, right? I have my
Okay.
website. Aside from that, it's a big deal. And they would never ask anybody that comes in to give up a paycheck, their paycheck to come
Okay.
in, right? So
Okay, fair. I'm like opening my mouth before I know anything. I'm like, wait a minute, are they? I should probably learn things before I talk about it. But I mean, I've been me on my page and haven't had any messages from corporate or
yeah. Well,
compliance has not reached out.
I'm pretty controversial too, and it's he believes the same way. So, he pretty openly talks about quite a bit of, this kind of stuff. Again, when you're on the mission we're on, at you're yeah, you're pretty bold in a lot of the things you say, and he's not politically correct in any way. So,
Oh, good. I love that. We don't like politically correct here because it's
yeah.
so exhausting.
It
It's
is
exhausting to try
super
to keep up on all that.
exhausting.
Yeah. So I love that. I'm excited. I have to meet Jay now. I'm like, he has to be my next meeting. I definitely have to meet this guy. That's amazing. So I'm glad you stepped into whatever you're doing because you're part of the line that got me in here. So thank you for listening to
No,
your calling too.
Yes, I'm so excited. It's been I love this. I like that we get to learn this about each other right here, like
Right.
wild. It's really fun.
Right. I love that too. Well, you guys, I will definitely bring Ricky back here because I know you're gonna fall in love with her, and you're probably gonna ask me to do it anyway. So we will make sure we get her back on this podcast. I'll do what I can to lock down Jay. He's a badass, and he's probably really super busy. So it might give me a minute, okay? And we'll get him on here to hear his origin story. But Super Patch, that's where it's at, and I'll let you guys know tomorrow what Defend does for my girls. And that's a wrap for today's episode. So if you're feeling fired up and ready to take your life to the next level, do not keep this to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Chronic pain, restless nights, need some money, whatever it is, I can actually tell you, like, we can help you out right now. So make sure you link up with me, check the website, share this with someone who needs it. And I would love to hear your thoughts. So please leave a review. I love the stars. I do love that, but it's a written review that actually brings the podcast up the ranks. So let me know how this episode hit you, and your feedback is going to help me reach more badass people like you. Let's keep the movement growing. Remember, you were created for greatness. Keep stepping into your power, and I'll catch you on the next one. Until then, go be a badass because the world needs a full version of you.